G'day folks, welcome to Stick With It, APA's podcast for its pilots. Now, when we did a survey about 18 months ago of the services that our members really appreciate and like to use, the number one was the scheduling service. And that's been run by Bob and Dave for many years, but they have now stepped aside and retired, and pleased to say that we now have a new scheduler on board. His name is Anthony Mangan, and he joins me today. Welcome, Anthony.
Thanks for having me, Mark. It's good to be here.
First of all, Anthony, how long have you been in the role with APA?
I started up just on the Easter weekend, beginning of April, so I've just done a little over 3 months now, Mark.
And how are you finding it?
It's very, very good. Certainly, I've got a great team here and a great bunch of members and representatives. So there's been a lot to take on board. But so far, it's been very, very good. Very exciting outlook for this role. And I believe it's a good fit. So, yeah, looking forward to a good future.
So before joining APA, you worked for Qantas. What roles did you have with the airline?
Yes, of course. Well, I started in 1996, just in retail there out at North Sydney. Entered yield operations for a period of 3 years, and that gave me a little bit more of a taste of the operation itself and how passengers moved and that sort of thing, just developing the overall aviation experience. But then crewing came along in just after the year 2000. So I ended up doing a total of 20 years in the crew scheduling streams. I was one of only a handful of people that managed to get through the current day senior position there in all four streams of crew scheduling. That's long and short haul, cabin and tech. So got a very good exposure to all the agreements that are operating there with tech and cabin crew in the airlines. The 20 years that I did serve there in crewing, I dare say I had an opportunity via secondments to go into the executive ranks there. 2011 with Nick Wright as the principal advisor 737 there in the old fleet operations. And then later Sydney Domestic Terminal there, I was in the role of base performance manager for a little under 2 years. So a good exposure to the managerial side of the business and relationship with crews there. So overall, it's a good mix of experience, but definitely a good focus on what is expected as a role as the aviation scheduler at APA.
Yeah. So I'm assuming there's plenty of people that you work with which still exist over at Qantas in terms of having relationships with those people?
Many, yeah. And that includes the pilot establishment as well too. So both many crew and many staff members still know them very, very well. And over that 25 years, I've fostered very, very good relationships across the board. So, through the many departments of Qantas Airlines. So, it's great to catch up with these people again and see how everything went through that, volatile period of COVID. But it seems that the company's rebooting, it's back on its feet, and it's really starting to burst out of its seams.
Excellent. Now, I know you replaced Bob and Dave, who were APA's schedulers for decades. How busy are you in fielding calls in the first few months of the role? Is it sort of a couple a day or 20 a day, or how does it work?
It doesn't really have a pattern, Mark. Now, the Bob and Dave had done the role for about 25 years. They were contractors as such there. So technically my role here at APA has been insourced into the association. So with that, initially the balancing the calls and setting up a bit of a resource platform for myself administratively was, made things a little bit busy. But technically, and to answer the question, look, it can vary between, 5 to 6 calls a day, and it can push well into 20 to 30 as well too. Look, the pattern of calls seem to focus around high noon or there, a few hours either side of that. But technically, from what I've experienced, the calls can and do come technically from when crews sign on. So from 0500 Eastern across to 10 p.m., I get the majority of the calls.
Okay. And I'm just curious, what sort of questions do you receive from our members in terms of, is there a common theme to them, or are they varied in terms of what you get asked?
The common theme is obviously the roster manual. That is my scheduling specialty, I guess, and that's the kind of NRMA service that I'm going to offer to the rosters there. So we focus on the roster manual primarily, Mark. Issues that I'm finding in this short period so far, the obvious short-haul contactability, long-haul pay protection, just how that contactability and those recoverable hours, as far as crew wanting to make their short-term arrangements and their work-life balance balances and that sort of thing, and what kind of exposures and scenarios can occur when it comes to recovering hours or blank line contactability. Other issues, look, the crew are calling me up just to get verification of tour of duty, rest. You've got to understand, I dare say, with the life of a roster from its publication until the last sector signs off, there's certainly a lot that goes on in the life of a roster. But look, within 5 days of a pattern signing on, you've certainly got that period with a lot of open time and a lot of fallout from changes, etc. So the consolidation occurs inside 5 days of a pattern signing on, and that can lead to some ad hoc trips being built, which are quite stretched to limits. And look, it's good that the crew have my advice to rest on as far as just testing and just giving them concordance on the fact that the tours are above board as far as the agreements go, and everything's okay, and they're good to accept those duties as they're built. Other issues I'm finding, I've got some volume duty travel, alt packs, of course. And overall, issues that occur just within disruption once patterns have signed on. So to upline issues and significant changes that occur to rosters, you know what I mean? It'd be that administrative, whether it's flight training scheduling, getting on board, making displacements as they are, or with the changes that occur with the operational performance of the aircraft, and upline why pattern disruptions for international and domestic for short haul, yeah.
Okay. Now, I understand, you know, we've got a lot of new joiners and they may feel like, you know, they give you a ring, they're going to ask you a dumb question, and maybe they feel like, you know, they shouldn't ask it. Is there a case of no dumb questions from your perspective?
Never. I mean, there's so much to know, Mark. As you know, these awards are, you know, very broad base, are very complex. But look, I can understand with our new joiners, they're busy enough with managing their work time. So, you know, I encourage these new joiners to really utilise what I've got to offer as far as getting to know the roster and how it performs best and how they can, you know, utilise it to their best ability and sort of getting their work-life balance sorted out now. Taking, you know, for example, some people that have flown the short haul award for many, many years and they come across the long haul, you know, it's a completely new award. It works in different ways. And, you know, these even experienced crew with the company require advice. So it really is something that's offered to everyone. Hey, look, let's take a scenario. Look, we've got, say, a new guy joining long haul. He's on a blank line. He's ringing me up to say, I've got this blank line. I've got all these A days and I've got these X days, but I've got something that's coming up on this second X day, and it's after all these A days, and I just want to make sure that I can get this day off, or what can I do? And, you know, let's take a look at roster manual RN60. You know, there's probably a little known fact there as to where blank liners can proactively use a clause like that to call the schedulers to say, look, are you going to use me today? Can I get released from my A day? The company can say yes or no, but if they do say no, then technically it's looked in retrospect as a duty day. So if you're looking at organising things a week or a week and a half in advance, take a look at RN60, you long-haul guys, and it can certainly be used to the benefit of securing what you can expect in your roster in the short term as far as a week or two goes in advance. But no, going back to the fundamental of the question, everyone, new, old, I'm getting captains with 30 years experience ringing up for award clarification, Mark. So it's a job that certainly drafts good knowledge of the agreement, particularly the scheduling roster manual side. It can do nothing but encourage all pilots to give me a ring when they need to, whether it, you know, just for agreement on an interpretation of a clause, or, you know, for advice on how to properly manage something, but there for everyone to use, and I encourage everyone to do so.
No, well, that's fantastic. I think, yeah, it's great that, you know, everyone can feel free and comfortable to give you a call and you'll work with them to try and resolve their issues. So just as a reminder, the number that people need to ring if they want to contact you?
Yeah, well, we've got our primary number, which is Sydney 02-8307-7711. Bear in mind, that's a 24-hour, 7-days-a-week number, so that can be called at any time. Mm-hmm. You know, my services certainly can be needed if there's an upline disruption, say with Qantas 2 out of London. It's back of the clock in Australia, but I'm there in order to take that call, or the aviation scheduler here at APA is there to answer the call and address the issue. Now, also the toll-free number when crew are overseas, so that's 1-800-801-747. And once again, both those numbers, Mark, 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Oh, fantastic. Now, I know at the moment you're flying solo with this role, and, you know, over time that's probably going to change and we'll add some more capacity to it. But there might be times at the moment where you might be on a call to one of our colleagues and someone else gives you a call and they leave a message. When they leave a message, does it help whether or not they advise if the query is urgent or non-urgent? Does that help you in terms of knowing when to get back to them if you've got, you know, a few other calls lined up?
Certainly, if it's urgent, it's important to know. Primarily, the turnover, or there's, I'm forecasting a very little wait time as far as people that are going to be utilising this number, yep, or the numbers that I've got here for scheduling. So, look, certainly if you're leaving a message, just your name, staff number, and a short detail on the nature of the call. But look, I certainly encourage the crew, if they do have something that is of an urgent or an emergency, we've got our dedicated number there for emergency services there, which is 830-7778 in Sydney as well. And that's a 24-hour a 7-day-a-week service as well too, but certainly they've got that option there. But if they were to indicate to me on my scheduling line that they had a matter of urgency, they could do so. Because look, realistically, I wouldn't expect, if I was on another call, Mark, or if the aviation scheduler was on another call, we'll get back to you with contact within, say, 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay, fantastic. Now, I know that the various contracts our members work under, as you said before, are quite complex. So if, you know, even you are unable to provide an answer on the spot, I'm assuming that, you know, there are subject matter experts available to you as well that you can reach out to, so then you can then get the member the correct answer?
Yes, indeed. No, there's resources aplenty, Mark, and it's something that's given me, a good feeling to rely on that for the future of this role. Look, many volunteers that we've got here at APA are very, very experienced and can assist me with those more administrative issues that occur with your flying experience, you know, bidding, seniority, letter of preference, all of that sort of thing. Now, these pilots that we've got here, representatives, etc., they've been great. I mean, you know, they've offered me welcome support, you know, advice, and also, you know, agreement concordance on those certain clause interpretations that I've just wanted to just get a little bit of backup going, because some clauses can go left one day and right the other. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, the resources that I have, if I need to escalate or sidetrack an inquiry to get a result or outcome, I'm highly confident in what I've got to utilise. So we won't be running into any trouble there. Great bunch of people here, and I'm really looking forward to learning more from them as well.
Yeah, no, it's, as I said, it sounds like you're always learning. So, Anthony, do you liaise with the company schedulers to manage an issue on behalf of the member? You know, if you think that the company is not complying with the contract correctly, or do you then give that member who's raised the query sort of the reference in the roster manual, and then they go back and sort it out themselves?
At present, I don't have a stakeholder relationship with the schedulers. My contact points are the manager of flight crew operations and the duty crewing controllers that are there. Certainly with issues that require escalation, then I'd have to occasionally get engaged with their 1 and 2 up managers there in base operations. Look, in summary, I would like to see a restoration of that relationship, because it certainly would make and streamline the process when it comes to crew inquiries. But look, normally what I would do, Mark, is certainly I would arm the members with the information that they need, the clauses that they need to refer to, and certainly encourage them to actively engage the resources that they've got at the company, albeit, the schedulers, their open time seniors, the current day seniors, base performance managers, you know, all these people are there to support you in your role there. And certainly I'm there just to give you that bit of backup there, so you've got the right clauses and information in place if you wanted to commence an inquiry.
So, Anthony, I'm assuming your most common calls relate to the mainline long-haul and short-haul contracts, but can our Jetstar Network and QLIC members also call your scheduling service for advice?
They certainly can, yeah. And look, I have already fielded calls from our members there at the other airlines, Jetstar Network and QLink. No, look, there's too many resources here at APA for our friends to not utilise. So, as we all know, look, the majority of the calls that we field here, you know, well over 60% are the long-haul pilots, 30% onwards, 30, 40% to the short-haul pilots. But I am getting calls from the other airline members as well too, and that's a part of the business that we're looking at growing, because, you know, so many services that we can offer here, not just scheduling, you know what I mean? But we certainly encourage our other airline members there to use every resource that we've got here at APA.
Now, I guess just to wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to add to this chat?
No. It's just been a really exciting time. I've been taking a lot on board, and I'm looking forward to working for all the members out there. And it's been really good to catch up with a lot of you pilots that I've known over my career at Qantas, and getting to know how you're all going in your family life and that. So looking forward to a great relationship ahead with you.
No worries. Well, thanks for joining us today, Anthony. I think it's fair to say that your enthusiasm for the job and willingness to take on any questions and really just to try and help out as many of our members as possible is a fantastic sign, given that, as I said, the members identified the scheduling advice as such an important part of what APA offers. So welcome to the team. It's great to have you on board. And as I said, I'm sure our members won't be afraid to give you a call in the future. So thanks very much for your time.
Good to talk to you. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Anthony. So that's the end of today's chat. Hope you enjoyed that to our listeners out there. We'll be back with another chat soon. In the meantime, fly safe and stick with it.